mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Most governments are run by tyrants. Government is normally very corrupt and brutal. Whether it's Saudi Arabia or Israel or now what the United States is turning into, or Russia. And that's the point I was trying to make. Now we'll get off into that, I'm sure, talking about Israel. But we do need to get into Russia, preemptive strikes against global terror bases. Working with NATO, see? They've been wanting to get Russia into NATO. Now it's happening. And I watched the Pentagon meeting on C-SPAN. They're going to be our new ally, tromping around, and former KGB chiefs here helping set up Homeland Security. I mean, this is so bizarre, it's like a bad science fiction novel. You'd laugh at any novel that was this weird. We're talking to John Breeding, though, and he is, of course, a psychologist and author, has exposed the forced drugging of American children and adults and all the deadly side effects. Now there's the New Freedom Initiative. We're continuing with your phone calls. He'll be with us as long as he'd like in this third hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter. And, Peter, where are you calling us from?
Missouri.
Welcome.
Thank you. Alex, I think you know that they don't really have much chance in passing something this egregious straight up, so they're going to pull back and then they're going to try to pass it piecemeal. You know that. The other point is that obviously this is a supposed benefit. And like all the other so-called benefits, it ties into the socialist slave state number. Once you revoke that, they pretty well can't touch you. But what I don't understand is why they think they have any chance of enforcing this whatsoever. I mean, are people that stupid that they would actually go forth for their so-called
okay,
benefits?
Well, here's an example. There's no law you have to take vaccines, but all over the country for a month, leading up to the new school year, they said, it's the law, you have to do it, you'll be arrested. It's color of law. So you go to school, and the school is, now one class is how to be a tattletale for the police, they even have those all over the country. Another class is about how to be a little psychiatric slave and what drugs to take. And then the other class is, how to be a good little global minion. The schools are not about education anymore, they're about indoctrination. Dr. Breeding?
Well, the vaccine's a good parallel. You know, they kept people out in here in Austin. I know they sent a lot of people home from school the first day because they didn't have their vaccines. They didn't send them home with information that says, you know, here's the form that you have a right to be a conscientious objector to vaccines. You know, you have a right to not get your children vaccinated. They didn't say that. They said, your child cannot come to school until they're vaccinated. And people complied. That's a good example. You know, the fact is that there's already over 9 million school-age kids on psychiatric drugs. That's 15% of the population. Are people that stupid? I don't know if it's stupidity, but it's definitely an apathy, a passivity, a naive trust of authority, a fear of authority. All these things that are challenging.
It's domestication.
Domestication of wildness. That's why the book is called The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses, and that's why your show is about being wild and free. It's domestication, which is a slave kind of mentality. It's a passive state that depends on the caretaker, the owner, the master to tell you what to do. It's called There's a Lot to Wake Up. There's a lot to wake up to. And the man's right. It's an ongoing effort. It's going to be piecemeal. Part of this whole thing is about waking people up and getting them to sign on the line and to see what's going on and to take a position and build the strength to say no and build the strength to be a conscious human being. That kind of dynamic.
Anything else there, Peter?
Yeah, they could. It just sounds so outrageous on its face value that. I mean, even somebody who has been somewhat dumbed down and might even think that vaccinations are a good idea, that they would just passively go along because like a school principal says so.
10 million kids today in the United States on psych drugs.
We'll be right back.
For non-existent diseases.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Breeding, you were continuing to comment on what Peter was saying from Missouri. You know, that's what amazes me, is that I could be in New York and watch mainstream reporters arrested for standing on the sidewalk with big film crews videotaping the police arresting innocent people. That they would have sound wave weapons that they're using in Iraq. That I was in martial law. That there's no law to take vaccines, but the nightly news says it's a law, and the school administrator says it's a law, and then no one's able to call them on it. I mean, it's like lying about weapons of mass destruction and then saying they never said it. It was about weapons of mass destruction. It's like people aren't, a lot of folks aren't waking up, okay? The mainstream media makes the illusion that we aren't waking up, tries to make us feel alone. They've tried to destroy any type of community. They've tried to stop us from reaching out and knowing our neighbors. And so really we're like rats caught in a machine or a maze. And we'll go to calls in a second, but can you comment to that, Dr. Breeding?
Well, good distinction about, you know, the mainstream media saying how things are versus how things really are, to keep separating that out. But, you know, I really sympathize with Peter's response, because here's a guy who's pretty aware, you know. He's already got a lot of awareness about what's going down, but still he's shaking his head and saying, this is just obviously so outrageous. How can this be going on? And I experience that a lot. You know, I mean, a lot of times, almost every day I wake up, it's like, is this real? I have to kind of remind myself, you know, kind of shake through the fog.
It's very surreal. It's very surreal.
Yeah, it's very surreal. And so it is about it waking up and staying awake, you know, and that saying, you know, that statement, you know, I will not go back to sleep. You know, it's like every day I will be awake and I will be aware and I will pay attention and I will seek the truth and I will not believe something just because somebody says so, and I will find people who support me in being that way, and which is the community that you're talking about. And so I sympathize with Peter, and I think it really is about continuing to be. I think the ability to be fully responsible and fully awake is exactly related to the ability to be completely disillusioned, you know, of all the kind of naive beliefs that you can really trust authority, that you can trust the government, that the governmental systems will take care of you, all those things, you know.
Well, what's the saying that one of the truest forms of mental illness, if you even believe in that, is the refusal to go through legitimate suffering?
Mm.
And people just, you know, denial is not a river in Egypt, as the cliche goes, and so many people, you know, George Orwell or Eric Blair in 1984 spent a lot of time describing doublethink, and he said it was something that the upper classes, the elites, the yuppies did so that they could feel good, that subconsciously they knew it was horrible, so they did the mental trick of just accepting it and somehow getting power over it. You know, can't beat them, join them. A lot of people I've talked to will admit this is evil, but go, oh, there's nothing you can do, just join it. I don't know how people do that.
Yeah, well, it's a numbing of conscience. You know, you don't feel any discomfort at Disneyland. You don't feel discomfort on your couch eating popcorn, watching fantasy TV. I mean, you know, you go numb.
But you're not truly alive. I remember when I was like that, never to a great extent, but the truth will set you free. The people perish for lack of knowledge. So that's that big hole in the heart.
You're not truly alive, and you're right about suffering. You know, I mean, it's like the man's feeling sadness when he looks at this, you know, our feeling sadness when we look at the reality of what's going on.
You're not normal if you don't feel that pain. That means you've been deadened or chopped off from something.
And what psychiatry does is it acts as a control agent for the state by saying that that pain is an illness, rather than that pain is a natural response to social injustice. And so part of saying the no psychiatry is just saying yes to, I will keep thinking, I will keep my eyes and heart open, I will not let anybody pathologize me for this, I will not let anybody pathologize my child because he's in a situation that's not working for him. I will find a way to defend him, I will find a way to find a situation to support him, I will connect with people, you know, there's no easy way for this.
Well, I'll tell you, Doctor, here's an example I used last time you were on, and I'll use it again.
Okay.
Barnum and Bailey Circus, you know, you look at those elephants in those small cages, shaking their heads back and forth, totally depressed, waving their trunks. It's the same thing they do when one of their babies or, you know, one of the elephants dies. They'll stand around the body for a few days trying to protect it from predators and, you know, even try to bury it in some cases, you know, kick dirt up on it. And I even saw a report a few years ago where they said, oh, we have a depression problem just because these elephants are mentally ill, so we're now drugging the elephants. And so now they just lay down in the corner because they're drugged. Well, that's like humanity. We're sitting there shaking our heads, swinging our trunks. Oh, you know, you don't like what we're doing to you? You don't like all this? Your subconscious knows this is all evil and is causing you to have pain over it? Or your soul is having a problem with it, we'll just drug you. You know, it's like somebody buys an Australian Shepherd that's meant to run 15 miles a day at least, the way it's bred, and you put it in a one-room apartment, and so when it chews holes in things, it freaks out and goes what you'd call crazy, you put it on doggy Prozac. And I found out that millions of animals are on drugs.
Yeah, that's right. It's even in the fish they're finding now. There's so much Prozac and these type of drugs going in just through urination and stuff into the water supply that they're
taking. And I mean, vets are now drugging people's dogs.
Yeah, that's right. The other thing that you hear about the elephants is the way they train them is they stake them, you know, for a while so they can't move, and then they learn that, and then they remove the stake, and they still condition that they can't move. And that's like being in school and being forced into this position of having to be kind of passive and dependent on adult authority. People grow up to be adults, and they still think they're that way. They don't realize that they're free. And that's part of what we're trying to do, what you're doing, what I'm doing, is saying, hey, remember who you really are? You're a free spiritual being. Hey, guess what? You know, you have a choice. Hey, guess what? You can look and see the truth, you know, and yeah, that's right. It's the pathologizing of a natural response to an oppressive situation.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Beautifully said, Doctor. Tom in Louisiana, thanks for holding here on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Glad you got back from New York, okay?
Thank God.
And I'm sure I'm one of those super sick people because I've never believed all that baloney. I can remember in 1948 I started school. By the time I was in the eighth grade, I could tell that the education system was just plummeting downhill because they kept lowering the standards and teaching to the lowest common dummy, if you want to call it that. But the also, when I went to college, they were teaching, of course, socialism and communism and economics, and I'm not politically correct then, even though the term wasn't used. I walked into a comparative economics course one day and made a comment to the professor that Karl Marx must have been a real sickie. Well, he didn't like that at all, so that didn't gain me any points, but too bad. But I was lucky that I did have a high school teacher who made us read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. All this baloney about democracy does not exist in the Constitution. And the on the subject of you've been talking about, they're trying to make everybody as dumb as they can and control them just like sheep, you know, sheeple. There's also a syndicated talk host who said recently that 50% of the people in this country are too stupid to live in a free country, and I think he was wrong. I think it's more than that. But I do have a couple of questions. Last week, it was mentioned that there was a treaty with Mexico about Social Security and also a treaty with United Nothing about taking over all the oceans, and I missed the names of them.
Yeah, it's the treaty. It's the Treaty of the Sea, and the UN is the... is the bankruptcy body that claims the sea for itself, then gives it to elite corporations, and then the I don't have the name of the treaty, but it's been all over the news. Now in the Pan-American Union, Union of American States, Free Trade Area of the Americas, it's already begun paying Social Security down into Mexico, so they're merging this whole system.
I remember in the early 60s in college, listening to the Voice of America and then listening to Radio Moscow. We dubbed it Radio Moscow, Radio Moocow, and you can make out of that what you want, but VOA sounded almost the same, just propaganda. Was not.
Well, it's all, look, whether it's communist or fascist or corporate or whatever, it's all centralized. They use the same systems of psychological warfare against us. Dr. Breeding?
Well, I agree with the basic idea that whether it's capitalism or communism, you know, it's kind of like arguing between Republicans and Democrats. It's, you know, you look at the basic level of the organization, the level of centralization and control, the basic where's the focus, where's the value? Is it on a reverence for life, or is it on a maximization of control and suppression? And I don't know if we've ever really had a true free enterprise any more than we've ever had a true so-called communism, you know? I mean, it's like, I don't allow myself to be defined that way, and I try.
No, it's true. I mean, everything is always a thug, a king rat ruling over people, and you always find, you know, the big so-called capitalist working with the communist or any other thug, as Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, said at Georgetown. Anything else, Tom?
I have a question. Maybe you can answer. I can't in good conscience vote for either one of the big manure spreaders we have running for president, and I'd like to know who else is on the ballot besides Nader and those two.
Okay, thank you. We'll try to talk about that after the break, but, I mean, just briefly, Nader's controlled, obviously, now. A lot of evidence has come out to that effect. You know, his book's being published by Rupert Murdoch and a bunch of other stuff has come out. There is Mr. Perutka from the Constitution Party, who's good, great. Michael Bagnerick from Libertarians is great as well. But frankly, everybody gets so focused on the big presidential election, but people don't come out to vote for the county or city election. The big fight needs to be about the sanctity of our ballots and to stop that. That's where the real fight's at right now. So frankly, I think the whole presidential thing is nothing but a big big diversion. We'll be back with more calls and with Dr. Breeding and more news. Stay with us.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, I'm fully conscious of the fact that a lot of times people are driving through different cities that have us on the AM or FM dial. They only hear this show once or twice, and we have a chance to reach out to you and get you to think for yourself and realize the nature of human history and what we're facing right now. And I just beg those that are joining us for the first time, please investigate what we're saying. Get out of the groupthink and stand up for freedom. Let's go ahead now and go to Mike in Texas. Mike, thanks for holding, and Paul, Danny, and others, or Davey, excuse me. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I guess they ought to put me on drugs for Christian authority when they start taking away your rights.
Well, that's the plan, yeah.
I have an article, and it's from yesterday, from the Kentucky Coalition to Carry Concealed, and the source is the Illinois State Rifle Association. It says, confiscation of registered guns begins in Illinois.
Yeah, no, I covered that article yesterday. People that legally, lawfully have them are now having them confiscated.
Yeah, they show a Chicago anti-gun enforcement unit, complete with body armor,
hazmat
helmets, camo.
They're called a CAGE unit.
Yeah. I didn't know if you covered that yesterday, because I listened, and I guess I missed
it. Well, I'm glad you called in about it. No, it's a big deal. Whenever the government moves to disarm the population, even for liberals out there, why did they take the Native Americans' guns? Why couldn't black people own guns? Why was a Roman slave 2,000 years ago not allowed to have a sword? Well, slaves are disarmed.
It says on the little, with the pick underneath the picture, says this, the CAGE unit, this elite squad operated jointly by the Illinois State Police, the Chicago Police Department, and the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, supposedly exists to identify illegal gun runners. However, information gained by the ISRA makes it clear that the CAGE unit is targeting law-abiding citizens, not criminal gun runners, and also compiling a list for nationwide to identify who owns what nationwide.
It's very, very serious, Mike. I appreciate your call, and I'm going to get some guests on concerning that story. Thank you. Paul in Delaware, you're on the air with Dr. Breeding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want you to maybe speak to this man. I'm running into people who don't want George Bush in there, which of course is a good thing, but they think that Kerry is the only thing they can do. And of course, I don't want to talk about Ralph Nader because he's just another shill. But I mean, they're convinced that the other person is convinced, and so they'll be wasting their vote if they vote for anyone else. And so, even though they're saying that the other person is convinced, they're convinced themselves because they won't allow themselves to vote for anybody but George Bush or Kerry.
That's the sheep mentality of, I don't have my own ideas, I'll follow what other people are doing. But look, Kerry's for the war. Kerry is for the free trade area of the Americas. Bush and Kerry aren't just cousins in their bloodlines, but they're brothers, twin brothers when it comes to their policies. Only the rhetoric's different. Dr. Breeding, any comments?
Well, no, I'm not even going to comment on that. I'm just going to try to stay focused on the
Well, that's a good question. Where do the Democrats stand on Lord Bush's new freedom initiative to psychiatrically test and drug the population?
Oh, this is a good question. Yeah, well, generally speaking, we tend to get more sympathy from Republicans on sort of liberty and privacy stuff, like not drugging kids in schools and stuff. But at the same time, though, we have this thing in the U.S. Congress right now called the Child Medication Safety Act, Senate Bill 1390, that passed the House almost unanimously, and it's now being held up in the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee by none other than Edward Kennedy. It's a bill that it's a law that would just basically make it federal law that would say that no school can require psychiatric drugs as a condition of attending school.
Yeah,
and
we have
so
school
the Democrats
teachers
is holding this up, and we think it's part largely just because of a collusion with Big Pharma and the psychiatric lobbyists and stuff like that. So politics is a mess, you know, just because of the vested interest and the fact that Big Pharma has so much money and so many lobbyists, you know, so it takes a lot of effort to impinge. And it's not a Democrat or Republican issue. Any individual politician can be bought and sold.
Well, yeah, that's the point I wanted to add here, is that a committee chairman and above in the government, that's what I'm saying, it's all the same actions, just different debates, different rhetoric. And so the Bushies and you know, Mr. Kennedy are on the same page.
So I think individuals can make decisions based on who, you know, I mean, it's valid at times to vote on the lesser of two evils, maybe, but we have to keep the basic energy going about that we are going to make our decisions and do our work.
All right, we got a break. Paul, anything else?
Can I stay with you for 1 second?
Yeah, stay there. We'll come back with Paul and then Davey and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
A lot of times it's hard to wake people up when you're at the grocery store checkout lane. It's hard to do it at church. It's hard at work. But you really can affect people's worldview by getting them to open up their eyes and free their minds with my documentary films, with the different books and videos and books on tape by other great researchers and authors like Dr. Breeding that we carry at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I would hope all of you out there that have been procrastinating and haven't taken that first step towards action would go to Dr. Breeding's website, wildestcults.com, and sign his national petition to stand up against this new slavery, new freedom, new dehumanization initiative. It's called New Freedom, folks. That's a way to take action. But to educate other people, to take action, to truly inform them, to give them powerful doses of documented truth, you need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv and go to the Safe Secure shopping cart and get my new film, American Dictators, the Staged Election of 2004, Bush, Kerry, just how they're for the exact same things and how it's a false left-right paradigm. It's a great new film. We get into Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. We go back to Bohemian Grove, interview people there locally. It's a great new film. It's got Gary Busey in it, and it's just a bunch of other interesting people. Just wait till you see it. American Dictators, and it's a powerful new video, 1995, 90 minutes long. Of course, some of my newer films are Matrix of Evil, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. If you haven't gotten my 9/11 The Road to Tyranny film or Masters of Terror, my two 9/11 films, those are the first things you should get, but you need to get the others as well. Big discounts when you get multiple books or multiple videos. You can watch clips of the films or read excerpts of the books on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the shopping cart. Or call toll-free to ask questions or order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, as I said. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And again, I was in New York last week, and it's not, ooh, aren't I a big star, because I'm not. It's actually, you know, it's safer to be in the spotlight and also dangerous at the same time. But to be in New York and to have 500 people conservatively, mainly from New York and other parts of the country, not even local Austinites, come up to me who were informed, who knew about the New World Order, who knew about the real issues, who knew about government involvement in 9/11. That's conservative. I mean, it was hundreds every day. We had hundreds on video, and our cameras were rolling that would run up. Crowds marching by, hey, Alex, Alex, hey, it's Alex Jones. I mean, it blew me away that we're having that big of an effect with the media focused on the kooks and the communists and who are the vast, 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 I don't know, maybe 1 out of 100 of the 300,000-plus protesters in one march I was in, and I've got some New York news pieces where they said 500,000. National news would say thousands marched, trying to minimize that. But the point is, thousands of my videos have gone out. I've told you to make copies. You've made hundreds of copies, in some cases thousands apiece. Others have made copies, and thousands of tapes have turned into millions because of you. So please get my videos, make copies, get them out to people. God bless you for what you've done. Dr. Breeding, before we get into some other news and let Paul and Davey and Jerry and Alan and Leon talk, any other key points about the New Freedom Initiative you want to talk about and how
okay.
to stop?
Thanks, Alex. Yeah. The main thing is to click on the website, wildestcult.com, click on the Declaration of Refusal to Comply, make a statement that you declare that you will not allow your children to be subjects of government experimentation and intrusion, that you will actively resist this thing. Help us out, you know, because we've got links with the media, you know, we've got Alex Jones on our side, and we've got a lot of other people, too, and we want to take it to them, you know. I want to take it from this show today. We started with 1,000 this morning. You know, we want to get 10,000 names. Everybody get your name on there. Support us that way, because we've got these pilot programs going in different states. We've got lines going to different legislators. There's a lot of people who don't like this for various reasons, and we want to really use it to raise a stink and specifically to try to slow this thing down and to protect our children. So that's number one. Number two, you know, the basis of it is really just that there's no real diseases here. You know, children do not have biologically based mental illnesses. It's a bogus, fraud thing that's manufactured and made up by big pharma and biological psychiatry. There's no objective test. There's just checklists of behavior. 10 million kids on drugs for no illness. They want to put 10 million more. Let's stop it. The drugs are dangerous. They really hurt children. If it's not your child, then it's somebody else's child. So sign on and support us. That's the big thing I'm asking for today.
And by the way, that's 10 million at any one time.
That's 10 million today.
And the statistics show that people who've been on these then go on and use illegal drugs or get into other pharmacological drugs that are even stronger. It is a holocaust, folks, and it's huge. And again, just ask yourself, 50 years ago, did we have to put 10 million children at any one time and another, 15 million adults? Or more now on very toxic, brain-altering drugs.
No other country in the world does this. In countries, as I mentioned, like Russia, countries like Japan, these countries that have been our arch enemies at times, our allies at times, you know, they look at this country and they say, my God, you know, we don't even have these things in our country, you know. What is going on? And,
I'll tell you this, Doctor. I've been to foreign countries, and their children still play on the street corners. They're in the park. They're playing football, what they call soccer. and what we call soccer, and you don't see that as much here anymore. We need to get back. We are. You talk about being sick and ill, folks. We are a sick society, and the sick society is trying to make us all sick.
That's what we're talking about, is kind of leveling the playing field and giving us a chance to rebuild our communities, you know, taking corporate profit and maximum profit and minimum liability, reshuffling that to just level the playing field and let people want to produce, people want to be entrepreneurs, people want to be like Alex Jones and have their own shows, you know, but it's very difficult, you know, when you've got all the incentives that favor the big entities.
Yeah, let me just add one point. Earlier when I was just saying, you know, all these people knew who I was saying that to show that as an indicator that I'm just one little guy. There's thousands of prominent people like yourself that are breeding and others that are out there doing as good a job or better. All of us can be leaders.
Exactly.
I mean, when I started out 10 years ago, I never imagined that I would have this big of an effect, thanks to God and then people taking action. But all of us have to be leaders, folks. You have to do that. We are a civilization in crisis. Let's go ahead and let Paul finish up real quick. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to touch on what the earlier caller that called in speaking about Jews. I'm sick and tired of hearing about them. There are, you know, Jews that have done evil things, and please, by all means, document them, but also document the ones that are in this country that call themselves Christians that are doing the same thing. And there is so these Christians are out here supporting, you know, certain parts of Judaism. I mean, if you go to Israel, you can't witness to anybody because it's against the law. If you're a Christian Jew, you can't migrate freely. And the Revelation says that the Antichrist is going to be coming out of the land where our Jesus was killed or crucified. So those are some touching points, but there are evil people, like you say, all over the world. But please, just don't document the Jews or you'll seem anti-Semitic or whatever. So make sure you document all of them, and we could start with some right now in 2004. Start worrying about them, please. And so that's pretty much all I wanted to touch on.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Look, again, almost every government's run by tyrannical people. And some of these so-called Christian groups say, you got to follow what Israel says, you're going to go to hell. Well, then why was Jesus speaking out against the Pharisees? Or why did... I mean, it's a joke, folks. It's a total twisting. We got to be conscious of that. Let's go to Davey in Texas. Go ahead, Davey.
Good afternoon, Alex. I had two things briefly. One was for the doctor. I had a question if he'd ever heard of the book Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullin.
Have not heard of it.
I recommend that you obtain that book and read it. There's a couple other books that Eustace Mullins has written. One of them is The World Order, where he took the research notes of Ezra Pound and wrote that book. But, Alex, in good faith, I called to clarify for the record the definition of Israel. And that, you know, it seems to be the epicenter or the nexus of, you know, the world's problems, and it says that in the scriptures. Are you familiar with an individual named Willie Martin?
It barely rings a bell.
Okay, well, Willie just passed away last November, and I met him just before he died. I read a book that he had written called In Search of Isaac's Children last summer, and it confirmed the truth of the scriptures, most especially what's prophesied in the Old Testament in Jeremiah and Isaiah about who Israel is. And Israel, there's a book called O Jerusalem, and in that book there's a chapter that tells about in May of 48 when they chose the name Israel. But in good faith, Alex, when I went to school down there in Austin, I used to be a security guard at a Jewish sorority house. I've lived with Jews, and I don't hate Jews, but I do love the truth. And the truth is, Israel has never been Jewish. It will never be Jewish. Israel is a people. It is not a place. And those people over there in the Middle East calling themselves Israel are not descended from the tribe of Judah. That's the issue.
Well, I would agree that some of the people there aren't, but I mean, obviously, some of the people in Israel are Jews.
They may be, but they're not Israelites. And even if they are Israelites, Alex, if you study the Old Testament, the land that was deeded to the children of Israel, and specifically the tribe of Judah at Gilgal, is only a small portion of that land. And if you study the scriptures, you'll find that Israel was dispersed. They were taken into the Assyrian captivity, and they moved north and west. And proven from the World Almanac.
No, but sir, do you see how I take one call about somebody calling about Israel and then just this?
I understand, Alex. I call in good faith. People can look at the information online. They can type in Willie Martin files online or Willie Martin, and the information is there. I would appreciate it if you'd have somebody like Pastor Peters or Bob Weiland or anybody out there that's willing to, in good faith, address the issue without getting on an emotional roller coaster ride.
All right, thanks.
Thank
for the
you,
call.
Alex. Can I say something, Alex?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know the details of the biblical references and all that this man is referring to, but I just want to say that I think it's a real distraction to get too caught up in this religious ideological warfare, because the epicenter of the world's problems is not Israel. The epicenter of the world's problems is about the corporate control of world decisions and the basic values that come from that, you know, and it flows from multinational corporations that are lined to Karl Rove, who's really the president of the United States and controls the dynamics there, and the funding that allows him to keep George Bush and people like him getting elected, and that creates this playing field where corporations can just rape the planet and the people without any responsibility or liability, and that needs to be changed just to make things equal, to make things fair, to give common people a chance. And, you know, it's not a real mysterious, mystical kind of phenomenon. There's overtones of that, and you go into that in some of your work, but really it's a nitty-gritty kind of economic oppression that we have to reorient.
Well, what happens is, you know, take Africa. The UN and other global groups will play one black tribe off against another because one lives on one side of the river and the other on the other side.
Yeah, that's a distraction from facing the issues.
We'll take Ireland. They'll play Catholic off against Protestant, Protestant off against Catholic, Northerners against Southerners.
Yeah.
When we have this criminal centralization of power that has to be dealt with. Let's talk to Jay in Delaware. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I had a couple of quick things. One is, I'm in Denver, actually. There's a billboard on one of the main roads out here with Bin Laden sitting in his cave, like sitting there in his legs crossed. There's a big title over it says, "What's Next?" And it's just an advertisement for a radio station, for a news radio talk show, I guess. But it's a full-size, huge picture of Bin Laden sitting there in his cave. But I thought that was rather appalling. But I saw Bob Graham on MSNBC last night, and he was talking about the informant in San Diego housing the two terrorists from, supposedly from 9/11, and how the White House, the FBI said the White House said they couldn't divulge the informant's name or subpoena him. So they stalled that investigation. That was by the first commission that he was talking about. And, of course, Chris Matthews just kept saying, "Well, what's your proof? What's your proof?" Well, the FBI said so.
Well, I mean, it's admitted that it was in Florida, it was in Illinois, it was in Arizona, it was in California and San Francisco and San Diego. All over, the so-called hijackers and terrorists had the FBI paying for their houses, their cars, their credit cards, and there's the proof right there.
The other thing, you mentioned that, Dr. Barnett that was on C-SPAN?
He said the military works for the corporations. It's a one-world government, globalization, and we're going to work with Russia and China to enslave all these countries. I couldn't. Did you see that?
I came home. I was actually taping. There was 2 hours of one of those book club things where they had all these with Paul Krugman and all these guys that are putting all this stuff out about true stuff about Bush. So I came home to watch that, and I ended up waiting for an hour and a half watching that guy talk because I couldn't turn it off. Did you see the part where he was talking about the new, the admin force?
That he was, you're going to have these giant mercenary forces.
Yeah, they said the admin force would be like the peacekeeping force, larger and older. And they said, but that would be a part of Northern Command, and they would be exempt from Posse Comitatus. but they'd have the Marines and everybody else mixed in there, too. It wouldn't be all, you know, nice guys or anything.
Yeah, here domestically, I went to bed. I didn't watch all of it. Did you tape that?
No, I didn't because I was I would have had to tape over the other thing.
Well, I want somebody to...
it was amazing.
What was that guy's name? Thomas Barnett?
Yeah, I got it written down. Dr. Tom Barnett of the Navy War College. And it was, like you said, Pentagon's new map. That was the title of his
Man, it was so evil. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Dr. Breeding, just a few years ago, there's no global empire, there's no world government. Now I watch a Pentagon two-hour meeting. I watched like an hour and a half of it and turned it off, and it's just all how the world government's run by the corporations and the military serves, he actually said serves the corporations, and we're going to take over the planet, and Russia and China are going to help us. What do you think of that?
I'm like old Peter and wherever, you know, I'm just kind of shaking my head.
But, I mean, they're just out in the open now.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I'm shaking my head. You know, it's good to be out in the open. At least, they can be presented that way and have a conversation about it.
Absolutely. We're going to have to break, come back. We'll talk to Alan and Leon, and that'll be it for calls. We'll hit one final news story about Russia plans for preemptive strikes against global terror bases. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ESIAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Believe me, I've tried to convince myself it isn't true. The more research we do, the worse we find out it actually is. Dr. John Breeding's been our guest. His website is wildestcults.com. We have a big fat link to his website on Infowars.com. Go sign this petition that lets the globalists know we're not going to put up with their new freedom initiative, and it'll help get some media attention and let the establishment know that we're not buying into what they're up to. It's up to all of us to educate everyone. Russia plans preemptive strikes against global terror bases. Russia is prepared to launch preemptive strikes on bases used for training militants anywhere in the world, a senior general said Wednesday after a joint Russia-NATO meeting in Brussels denounced the latest spat of attacks on Russia soil that killed over 400 people. And the evidence is clear, folks. This thing stinks to high heaven. We've caught Putin blowing up his own buildings before, okay? And they now are going to merge with NATO and attack everybody. I mean, and this is what I saw from a month ago that re-aired this weekend with the Pentagon's new map with their one of their top war high priest of war up there. It's just all out in the open. It's so sick. Let's talk to Alan in Texas. Alan, you're on the air with Dr. Breeding. Go ahead.
Hello, John. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Alan.
Good to talk with you both. John, I wanted to let you know I am reading the book, The Misunderstandings.
True Nature and Great Misunderstanding.
Yeah, and I want the listeners to know that this book is not just a book about drugs and about the New World Order and the corporate takeover. We all, as parents, have been somewhat misled through our upbringing. We weren't raised with the wisdom and the clarity that this man has and that he's offering us now. And I recommend this reading for anyone who has a kid, who has a kid who's going to have kids, who has a kid who has kids, who knows anybody who has kids. Get the picture?
Because thank you. And speaking of the picture, there's a picture of my daughter 10 years ago on the cover of that book. And anybody who buys the book will have that picture as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great book, and we carry both of them. You get a big discount when you get both of them. What else is on your mind, Alan?
Well, the feds came out with a report last week that I heard on NPR, which I stopped supporting NPR. I guess they're supporting Walmart now. So I just turned them off. But last week I did hear a report. The feds had done a study again on the safety of these drugs and determined that, well, while they do make kids want to kill themselves, nobody has killed themselves, so they're recommending that doctors warn the parents that these drugs might make your kids...
Masses of people have committed suicide.
I know that, and I, at one of John's fundraisers, there was a man up there, a father of a daughter who had hung herself after being on these drugs, and I thought, how can these guys say that? It's like, if I keep you in a closet, I sleep deprive you, I drip water on your head for 6 months, and you kill yourself, well, you can't prove I killed you, so I didn't kill you, and that type of treatment doesn't cause suicide.
I hear you. Alan, I appreciate the call. Great points. Last caller, Leon. Leon, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to say thank you, Dr. Breeding, for your information, and I wanted to make sure I got this right. Your website is wildestcults.com.
wildestcults.com.
C-O-L-T-S?
Yes.
Hey, sir, Infowars.com. There's a picture of Dr. Breeding under it, a link to his website.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say you're right on. I am a retired psychiatric social worker, and I can't say how much you are right on about how crazy it is and how we are being misled, and it makes me not feel so bad because I feel sad and I'm upset about it.
Thank you, Leon. Sign on to our petition, man.
Yeah, you ought to call Dr. Breeding, write an article with him about your experiences, Leon. I'm sorry we're out of time. Call me back tomorrow, okay, Leon? Because I want to hear more from you as a retired psychiatric social worker. Dr. Breeding, thanks for coming on. God bless you.
You too, Alan.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us.
Berkey Water.